Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 1 o'clock. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Data Privacy Day is observed annually on January 28th. Data Privacy Day began in the U.S. and Canada in January 2008. The day commemorates the January 28, 1981 signing of Convention 108, the first legally binding international treaty dealing with privacy and data protection. The National Cybersecurity Alliance officially leads the Data Privacy Day campaign. Ken Kroll has more.
In Wisconsin, Michelle Reinen leads the state's Division of Consumer Protection, who says Data Privacy Day is designed to get consumers alert to their personal information.
Data Privacy Day is that one day to kind of reflect on all the actions you took. Think through the holidays. Did you get any new devices? How have you connected to the internet using those? Did you reestablish passwords? And who have you shared information with, and how do they then share information with others, and does that come back to you?
Reinen says digital users leave footprints.
A digital footprint is that trail of data that you create while you're on the internet and use the internet. A passive digital footprint is the data that you leave behind unintentionally. An example is when your search history as saved by some search engines. But an active footprint includes the data that you intentionally submit online, sending emails, posts to social accounts, filling out surveys, and answering questions.
The National Cybersecurity Alliance has tips to remember. Share with care. Think before posting about yourself and others online. Consider what it reveals, who might see it, and how it could be perceived now and in the future. Set the privacy and security limits on websites and apps to your comfort level for information sharing. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Ascension St. Mary's Hospital in Rhinelander is authorized by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to offer a Prevent Type 2 Diabetes program to the Northwoods. An information session on the new program is set for 5 o'clock tonight at the hospital. Carly Reynolds is a registered nurse and certified diabetes educator.
So it's a diabetes prevention program for any folks that have been told in the past, you know, your blood sugars are a little bit high, not to the range of being diagnosed with diabetes, but we'd like for you to maybe make some lifestyle interventions at this time so we can prevent this from turning into a diagnosis of diabetes.
In Wisconsin, the state estimates 8% of Wisconsin adults have diabetes and 28% have it but don't yet know it. More information on tonight's free information session is available by calling Ascension St. Mary's Hospital. Authorities in north central Wisconsin say one firefighter was injured Saturday morning while fighting a house fire. He was treated at the scene. Heavy flames were coming out of the kitchen area as the first fire crews drove up on the scene. Emergency responders battled temperatures which had dipped to 15 degrees below zero. A firefighter who lived nearby was first on the scene and was able to get the people living in the house in Prentice outside quickly. The house was destroyed. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin.